The city's budget is divided into chunks. The first is the general fund budget, around $48 million of revenue and expenses that includes some of the city's biggest line items, like school funding. This year, the Assembly's funding schools to the cap, or the maximum allowed by state law, in addition to school building maintenance and funding the Blatchley Middle School swimming pool. The general fund budget, as it stands, is at a surplus of just over $200,000, but that could change. In the budget, the municipal administrator notes recent uncertainty around federal grant programs as a concern, and a ballot measure to limit cruise tourism that could impact the city's bottom line. Nevertheless, the Assembly has planned to keep city services relatively status quo for now. It's a behemoth document, but even at 139 pages, Assemblymember J.J. Carlson felt the capital improvement plan included in the budget should have had more information.
What I see here looks great, but I have concerns about what I don't see here. And what I don't see is incorporating the schools into this. We've taken back on maintenance this past year, and we did a very robust, through our maintenance department, an asset management of looking at then, I believe there was about $30 million of scoped work in our school facilities.
The $30 million Carlson noted is not what the Assembly has budgeted for school maintenance this year, but what the city expects to spend on school building repairs in the future. Still, Carlson said the details of the plan should have been included per the city's charter, and she couldn't approve the budget document without it. Deputy Mayor Tim Pike said her concerns were valid, but disagreed.
Putting it into this thing does not commit us to spending $30 million on anything at the school district or any of the other things in that plan. It is just acknowledging that a plan exists.
The general fund budget passed on a 4-1 vote on first reading with Carlson opposed. The enterprise fund budgets drew more criticism due to the rate increases for each city utility. During public comment, former mayor and Assemblymember Valerie Nelson called for the Assembly to vote no.
The increases in user fees are getting way too far out of line with what quite a few of us can afford. Many of you need to open your eyes to what is occurring as far as increases in the number of employees as well as their salary increases.
Across the board, assembly members said that they didn't want to raise rates, but most agreed that it was necessary in order to continue providing public services at the same level and pay city staff a living wage. Assemblymember Kevin Mosher lamented the increases, but defended the Assembly's decision to raise wages, which was supported by a rate study.
Myself, of a couple years ago, I'd say hell no, but after seeing what happened when there was a shift somehow where a lot of the people retired, and then we didn't have a lot of new bodies to come in and fill these positions, and so we had all this money coming in, but we had nobody to work on these projects, and these are all, when I say these are important projects, so we've had to increase a little bit by bit to try to retain employees. Now that we've raised wages, I believe we have been able to fill positions much better.
And Deputy Mayor Pike said he felt better about approving the enterprise fund budgets because most of the rate increases were lower than inflation.
Unfortunately, inflation has been quite hot in the last 3 or 4 years, and we are still trying to get caught up with that. And in order to pay the wages that are required for us to maintain people employed here and living wages, which is exactly what we want to be doing.
Ultimately, the enterprise fund budgets passed 5-0. Both the enterprise and general fund budgets will come before the Assembly again for a final reading later this month. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.